Hi. I have table talk duty today. The other night we were talking about what we think about when we think of God. We talked about two extremes, and one extreme being that if we have a solid, concrete idea of who God is, for example, that we think of him as like a Santa Claus type person, you know, sitting on a fluffy red chair with big, long white beard, granting wishes. or maybe a king on a throne in a castle or a mansion or something like that, that if we have a solid concrete idea in our mind of what God looks like. And then out the other extreme is that he's this big ethereal being. Like at the beginning of It's a Wonderful Life, as God is speaking to one of the angels, you see this cloud flashing. You know, he's just kind of out there, but we don't really have a solid picture. It's kind of this being, you know. We like to camp somewhere in the middle, I think, and it's helpful. Like, for example, when I think of, pick somebody in here, Judy, for example. I don't just think of what Judy looks like, but I also think about our relationship, what we know about each other, my feelings towards her, you know, as a brother in Christ, and such and so on. So it's more than just my picture, my mind of what Judy looks like, but the whole picture of who I know who she is, what I know her about her, and what I know about our relationship. And that goes for each and every one of us in here too. And so when I think about God, I kind of think about that also, you know, because I think about the Holy Spirit, and I think about what the Bible says about God and my knowledge about him and our relationship together. And I think about what Christ is and who he was coming to this earth and doing what he did and then suffering on the cross for me. And I get that picture in my mind. I don't get stuck on that picture in my mind when he was beaten and tortured and accused and drugged and nailed and hung and died and buried and rose again and is with us. I get a solid, concrete picture of that, of the blood and, you know, he appeared as to the women as an angel dressed in white, I think the Bible says. You know, this whole picture of who Jesus is in my mind. And that helps me make it concrete, because if I just know about Judy and who she is, as somebody relates that information to me, then I don't have a really good idea of who Judy is outside of my relationship with her. It changes things. If somebody describes somebody to me, then that's one thing. But to know Jesus, to know God as much as we can know God, and to know that the Holy Spirit is with us, that to me is concrete. That's something I can stand on. That's a place where I can place my faith. And that's one thing I really love about this table, is it's solid. It's concrete. But like God, it represents so much beyond what we know about this universe. So much more than what we can know about any individual. So much more than what we can know about God. And yet it's these small, tiny elements that are just so basic that remind me of that greatness. And so I'm just so grateful that Jesus left this with us. He said, "Do this in remembrance of me." And I think of Jesus and what he's done. And I think of God and what he's done. And I take this and go, wow, you know? So let's eat this meal together and go, wow.